Yahoo Finance's Fed correspondent Brian Chung joins us now for a preview. And Brian, what will you be watching this afternoon?
For the longest time, we were talking about tapering, then we were talking about tapering, and it seems like today might finally be the day where we'll actually get a taper again, that FOMC meeting kicking off at, or rather the announcement coming out at 2 p.m. And I've got my three things that I'm watching for in that Federal Open Market Committee announcement, call it my FOMC three, if you will. And my first question really coming in at number three is, what are the terms of tapering? It seems like this is going to happen. We saw the Fed chairman signal that in a speech on October 22nd. So keep in mind, the Fed's been buying assets at about a pace of $120 billion a month. So how much would they slow that by? It seems like the consensus based off of the FOMC minutes that we got from the September meeting point at a pace of reduction that would be about $15 billion a month. That would be $10 billion of treasuries and then $5 billion of agency mortgage-backed securities a month. But again, we need to get the details of that in that press conference later on today at 2:30. But my number two question is, does the Fed chairman want to be renominated? This is a bit of a political story, and it's, of course, going to be wrapped into that massive ethics scandal that's really consumed at least two major senior Fed officials because of the trading that was done by the Dallas and the Boston Fed presidents, both of which resigned. Does that impact the Fed chairman's ability to get renominated? We saw the president yesterday in Glasgow say that he was planning on making an announcement on not just the Fed chairman, but other nominations at the Federal Reserve fairly quickly. He said that he's talking to his economic advisors. Has the Fed chairman had conversations with either the president or those economic advisors? That'll be a very big political story coming out of today's press conference. But my number one question, my number one on the FOMC three, how long until transitory inflation becomes persistent? Even though the political story is very big with the Fed chairman, a lot of American households don't know who the Fed chairman is. But most households will understand that inflation is indeed going up right now. And the consumer price index does seem to validate that. 5.4% was the most recent print. That's the hottest print that we've seen in over 10 years on a year over year basis. Now, we've seen these hot prints through the most of the summer and into the fall. That's much longer than a lot of Fed officials had originally thought would be transitory, but they're still saying it's transitory. So when do these inflationary pressures become more persistent? Is that 12? Is that 18 months? That's a question that we hope to get from that press conference at 2:30, which, of course, we'll have the full coverage of right here on Yahoo Finance.
Brian, I know you're in the zone right now, so I will be brief. What is the market pricing in as it pertains to rate hikes next year?
We have seen an enormous surge in expectations just over the last 4 weeks. Take a look at this chart. This is coming from the CME group, where you're actually able to see the bets on where future rates could go. A very noisy chart, but I want to call attention specifically to the red line. These are rates expectations for where we should expect to see the Fed have short-term interest rates by December 2022. At the beginning of October, we were really pricing in not many expectations for even one rate hike through that point in time. Now, the prevailing expectation by December 2022 next year is that we could have at least three interest rate hikes. That's actually more hawkish than what the Federal Reserve has signaled in its September meeting, when you only had about nine members of the 18-member committee signaling at least one rate hike through that time horizon. So it seems like markets, at least looking at the taper timeline, also trying to draw a correlation to where the interest rate timeline might go, even though Fed officials have said, wait, there is no correlation between the two. Let's slow down here. But it seems like markets wanting to get the horse ahead of the stable here. We'll see what happens in that press conference later on at 2:30.
All right. Thank you so much. Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung. We'll be checking back in with you this afternoon.